Now, from Hollywood, Romance. Romance. Transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, the story of a soldier and a star, especially written by our producer-director, Mr. Anthony Ellis. Miss Joan Banks and Richard Crenna star in Public Furlough.
All right, listen. Look, will you listen already? And the captain says 3 full days with Conner's here. And if that's what the captain wants, that's what the captain's going to get. How should I know what he wants with him? Okay, now you send him care of Corporal David Sampson. No, he's going on furlough. Better send him to me. Yeah, okay, pal. Hey, Dave. Hey, did you hear me give me the old double talk, huh? Boy, I wish we were going to be around to see what he sends over.
Oh, will you do me a favor?
Sure.
We see how this sounds.
Uh-oh.
My dear Miss Wood.
Well, okay. If you're going to be smart, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
All I want you to tell me is if you get a feeling out of this. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. Go ahead.
All right. My dear Miss Wood, thank you for your last photograph. The boys and me sure think it's a swell one.
Not me, I don't, boy. To me, that dame's a slob.
Will you listen? I already know what you think. Will you just listen?
All right, go ahead.
I sure think it's a swell one. Tonight I start my furlough. 10 days, and I'm hopping a plane first thing for Hollywood. As I told you in my last letter, the biggest thing that could happen to me in my life is for me to meet you personally. Believe me, Miss Wood, I'm not just a movie-struck soldier. I have a high respect for you as an artist and a person. I will be shoving off for the Pacific when my furlough is up, so you couldn't make me happier or prouder than to accept a date with me while I am in Hollywood. I will call your studio when I get in and leave my address as to where I will be. Yours very truly, in hopes, David Sampson, Corporal, U.S. Army.
How about your serial number?
You know, cut it out, will you? I'm serious. Now, what do you think?
You really want to know?
Well, I'm asking.
I think you're nuts.
Is the letter okay?
Sure, it's okay.
No, that's all.
Oh, what's the matter with you? She isn't going to give you a tumble. Now, you ought to know better.
I want to meet her. Not a tumble. I want to meet her. That's all.
You're going to waste all that time slopping around waiting to see her, and you and me and the boys could have a high old time in Frisco. Look, Davey, don't go. I'm telling you. Look, she's a big star. She don't need a fool.
Thanks, Eddie.
Okay. Okay. Do you want me to mail it for you? I'm going
no,
over.
No. I'm sending it by telegram.
All that? You're nuts. You can't afford
it. I wanted to get to her before I call. So long. See you in 10 days.
I'm tired. Be a doll and fix me a drink, will you, Leo? Oh, my feet. Must I take pictures tonight?
Great, so, dear.
Oh, glory. Why can't we take them tomorrow? Will you tell me that? Why?
They want to get the proofs to New York to catch the Sunday papers.
Oh. Alma!
It's Thursday, our day off.
Oh, I didn't want to go out for dinner tonight. I'm hungry. Why does she always have to have Thursday?
I'll make some eggs.
I'm hungry. Thanks.
Danny, I want you to read something.
Tomorrow.
Right now. Only take a minute.
Why did I ever hire you? What?
Telegram. It came to the studio this afternoon.
Oh. Miss Danielle Wood. Well, I spelled it right for a change. David Sampson, Corporal, U.S. Army. Who is David Sampson, Corporal, U.S. Army? Here, you read it.
No, go on, read the telegram.
Believe? Oh, believe me, Miss Wood, I'm not just a movie-struck soldier. Oh, don't you just love that? Yours very truly, in hopes, David Sampson, Corporal U.S. Oh, for glory's sake, Leo.
Well?
Well, what?
I think you should do it.
Do it? Me? David Sampson, Corporal, U.S. Army?
Yeah.
Not me. Oh, no. No stunts like that, Mr. Hyland.
It would be good.
For whom?
You and the kid. Look, I checked the files. He's written a dozen letters in the past 6 months. We sent out pictures, all that stuff. Now, why not give him a break?
I'm tired.
Good publicity. It won't hurt.
Look, I don't mind those dances and the hospitals. That's great, but that's where it ends. I'm not going to have some kid mooning and slobbering all over me.
It won't be like that.
Oh, don't tell me.
Give him a day. One day. Show him around the studio. Take him to Chasen's. Everything.
Who pays for it?
Expenses. I think you should, Danny.
When's he coming in?
Tomorrow.
Oh, I can't. The picture.
The picture's finished tomorrow. He's got 10 days.
Oh. I'm hungry.
Okay.
All right. Now, will you call up somebody and get some food over here? I'm hungry!
Hello?
Hello, this is David Sampson. I sent a telegram yesterday.
Yes, Miss Corporal. Miss Wood received it.
Hey, she did, huh?
Miss Wood is on the set right now, but she asked me to give you a message.
Oh, well, sure.
She wondered whether she could see you tomorrow. Saturday?
Whether she... Oh, you bet. Well, that's terrific.
Have you got a pencil?
Yeah. Okay.
The address is 1046 North Cannon. Mm-hmm. That's in Beverly Hills. Have you got that?
Yeah, 1046 North Cannon, Beverly Hills. What time?
About 11 in the morning.
Morning?
Miss Wood thought it would be nice to spend the day.
Say.
You don't mind if we take a few pictures, do you, of the two of you?
Mind? Oh, boy, I don't mind anything.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Glory. Thank glory they've gone. Don't you just hate and despise photographers, Corporal?
Oh, I don't know too much about them, Miss Wood.
Oh, glory.
Well, I've got to get back to the office. Corporal, nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
It's all right, Danny. Don't bother. I'll see you later.
All right, Leo, dear. Well, isn't this nice?
I'll say.
Can I get you a drink, Corporal?
No, it's a little early for me, Miss Wood. Thanks all the same.
Well, it is for me, too. You know, I thought it would be nice if we had an early lunch at Romanoff's.
Yeah,
and then...
Miss Wood.
Yes?
Look, this is real good of you to spend your time with me like this. You'll never know what it means.
Oh, don't be silly. I think it's a perfectly wonderful idea. I'm so glad I had the time.
I guess an awful lot of fellows wish they were me right now.
Well, let's not think about them. This is your day. I'm going to take you to lunch, and then...
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm taking you to lunch.
Oh, well, you're very sweet, but it's all been arranged.
Yeah, I didn't arrange it, though. I'm sorry if it's upset your plans, but when I asked for a date, I didn't figure you taking me.
Well, it does upset them, really. And I'd be much happier if we did it my way. You're very sweet to offer.
Miss Wood, a guy doesn't want a girl, any girl, to do that. If you're worried about how much dough I've got, forget it. I'm fixed just fine.
You're all right, but I'm afraid it might be a little expensive.
That's swell.
Would you want to go now?
Anything you like.
Well, if you don't mind, I have one or two phone calls to make. Now, why don't you make yourself at home? I won't be long, and then we can drive down.
Sure. Wait a minute.
All right, Corporal, none of that. I don't like that kind of thing. Keep your hands off or get out.
Well, I'm sorry it was from your cigarette. I mean, the ash, it was burning your skirt. I didn't mean any...
Oh. Corporal. That was an awful thing for me to say. To even think. Oh, I am sorry. Can you forgive me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Please, sit down. Susan and I haven't seen each other for ages. She just got back from New York. I didn't mean to be so long. Oh, now, you shouldn't have waited. You shouldn't. I'll get the captain to take it away and bring you another.
No, this is fine.
Don't be silly. It looks dreadful. Dead. Henry, this one's on me. It's all my fault.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to hear another word about it. Oh, Henry.
Yes, Miss Wood?
Will you bring the corporal another steak? This one is cold.
Of course, Miss Wood.
Now, do you know what we're going to do this afternoon?
No, ma'am.
Well, I think you'll like it. Susan has a swimming pool, and she wants us to come over. A lot of very famous people will be there, big stars.
Oh.
She's such a wonderful girl, much nicer than I. You should have dated with her, really. You'd adore her.
I wanted a date with you, Miss Wood.
And I'm very proud. It's one of the nicest things that's ever happened to me, really. You're just a doll.
We'll return to romance in just a moment. Join Con Basie and his orchestra, Joe Williams and Alan Freed, and their guests on our rock and roll dance party tonight. They're all expecting you to attend, so don't wait for a formal invitation. Just be listening tonight when Rock and Roll Dance Party is on the air again over most of these same stations. And now for the second act of Romance.
Doll, how are you? I saw your last picture. It was great.
Oh, I love you, Georgie. I want you to meet Corporal David Sampson. He's spending the day with me. The nicest boy. Corporal, this is Georgie Tinman. He's just about the biggest agent in town.
How are you?
I'm pleased to meet you.
Georgie, be a darling and introduce the corporal to some people, will you? If there's anything you want to know about Hollywood, Corporal, ask Georgie. He owns most of us. Get him a drink, Georgie. I'll be right back.
First trip to Hollywood, Corporal?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Hiya, Jack. Been getting a lot of autographs?
No, I haven't.
Well, this is your chance, son. How about a drink?
No, not right now, thank you.
Danny's quite a girl, isn't she? I used to handle her. She's big now. And when she came to town, she was just a scared little kid. Look at her now. Well, that's Hollywood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm surprised a nice-looking kid like you hasn't tried to make it.
Oh, no. Oh, movies isn't my line.
Mm-hmm. What did you do? Win a contest or something to get a date with her?
I wrote to her.
That's so. Well, you're going to be a pretty big man when you get back to camp. Say, will you excuse me a minute? There's a fellow over there I've been waiting to see for a couple of weeks now. You know, business.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
See you around.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, Corporal. Where is everybody?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Howler. In the house, I guess. No.
Oh. Miss Wood in there?
Yeah. You know, she's been in there a couple of hours.
Oh. Nice pool, huh? You been in?
Oh, yeah. In, out, in, out. Oh, you want a drink?
Not right now, thanks.
Oh.
You having a good time, Corporal?
Oh, swell. Just fine.
Sit down. Oh, do you want to go and join the party?
No, thanks. I'll stay here. Boy, what a setup. That pool's as big as
my... you tell me something?
What?
Why did you want to meet Miss Wood?
I don't know.
I think you do.
Oh, well, she looked like the kind of a girl a guy wants to meet. You know what I mean?
I know. We call that box office out here.
Oh.
Are you disappointed?
Oh, no. No, I think she's great. She's okay.
Uh-huh. Spent much time with her?
Oh, there's a lot of people around, friends, photographers all the time.
I'm sorry, Corporal. It wasn't such a hot idea.
This meeting her? Oh, no, sure it was.
Yeah.
Listen, wait until the guys see those pictures. They thought I was nuts. They didn't think I had a chance.
What are you going to do for the rest of your fellow?
I guess after today, I've done just about everything. I'll go on back up to San Francisco, meet some of the guys.
Oh.
Hey, will you do me a favor?
You bet.
Look, it's past 7. Will you say goodbye to Miss Wood for me?
I'll be going now. She's kind of tied up, and I don't want to bother her. Will you thank her for me?
She wouldn't want that, Corporal. You wait here for a minute. I'll be right back.
Look, listen, I'd rather...
I know, but wait. It's better you say goodbye yourself. Will you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Corporal? Leo tells me you're going. I'm so sorry.
I just wanted to thank you, Miss Wood.
Oh, I wish you'd call me Danielle.
Yeah. Thanks.
We really haven't had much of a chance to get acquainted, have we?
It's been fine.
Well, perhaps next time you're in Hollywood, you'll call me up again.
Yeah. Say, those pictures that were taken today...
Of course. As soon as they're ready, I'll have my secretary send them to you.
Well, that's it. If you, Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather you didn't.
Oh? But I thought...
Yeah, so did I. I changed my mind.
Are you... You're angry with me, Corporal, aren't you? You haven't enjoyed yourself, and it's my fault.
I'm not angry, ma'am. Thanks a lot for your time.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I don't want you to go, please. I want to talk to you. Let's go over there under the trees. Oh, glory, I love this time of evening, don't you?
Yeah.
I suppose all this must seem very strange to you. I mean, unimportant compared to your career as a soldier.
Well, this isn't my career, Miss Wood. I was drafted.
Oh. Sit down. Tell me about yourself. What did you do before?
I was a mechanic.
Oh, Dick, that's wonderful. I've never been able to figure out one end of a car from the other. You must be very clever.
No, I guess not.
Now you're being modest. Oh, glory, this is heavenly.
Yeah.
I never did thank you for all the letters you sent me, did I, Corporal?
No, you don't have to.
I loved everyone.
That's good.
I really did. You don't know how much it means to have someone like yourself writing to someone like me, giving me inspiration. Did you like the picture I sent?
Oh, yeah.
Am I like what you thought I'd be?
No, I don't think so.
What did you expect?
The way I'd seen you in the movies.
I don't know whether to be flattered.
Look,
or...
thanks a lot for today, but I've got to be running along.
Do you really want to go? I thought perhaps we could go out someplace quiet and have dinner together.
You don't really want to do that, Miss Wood.
Oh, but I do. I've been just as disappointed as you that we haven't had a chance to be alone.
No, I don't think so.
I beg your pardon?
No, it's not your fault. I'm not blaming you. Well, it was crazy of me to think it would be different than what it's been.
I don't understand.
Well, I'll tell you, Miss Wood. I guess I'm like any other guy, looking for something. Looking for a girl. When I saw you in your first movie back at home, you were what I wanted to find.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Look, please don't do that, will you? You haven't said one word to me the whole time I've been with you.
Well, how can you...
No, you don't. You talk, but it's never to me. You kind of sing. I guess maybe you're acting or something. Just once, I'd like you to look at me, David Sampson, Corporal, and talk to me.
I don't understand what you mean.
I guess you don't.
And now I'm not the kind of girl you wanted to find.
No, it's not you. I don't know. There was something. Maybe it's the girls you pretended to be in your movies. You know, nice, honest. A girl you can have fun with. Someone you can love all your life. I guess it doesn't really happen like that. I don't know.
Would you like to kiss me, Corporal?
You don't understand, do you?
Well, I thought you just got through telling me you were in love with me.
That's what you think I've been telling you?
Haven't you?
It'd make a good story for you. Go along with all those pictures you've had taken, wouldn't it?
I don't like that.
Well, I'll bet you don't. You know what I think? I think that Mr. Hyler arranged this whole deal. I think you didn't want any part of it.
And I think you'd better go
now.
That's
what I've been saying. Except I never should have come.
Goodbye.
So long. Thanks anyway for your time.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, I am. You're a nice boy. I wish I could do something to make you feel better about me.
That's all right.
I don't want you to go away angry.
I'm not.
Would you rather I didn't have our pictures together printed?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather.
Well, they won't be, I promise.
Okay.
I wish you'd take me out to dinner, honestly.
Thanks, anyway. I want to pick up my things and get back to the airport.
Well, you still got at least a week on your furlough. I'd like to make you forget about today.
It's all right.
Well, will you write to me? I'd love to hear from you.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Corporal?
Yeah. So long.
What's the matter? Not hungry?
No.
You haven't said anything. What happened to the corporal?
He's on his way up to San Francisco.
Did he have a good time?
That's not very funny.
I just wondered what you thought.
I don't like this place. I don't like you. I don't like Hollywood. I don't like...
How about yourself?
Oh, shut up.
I'll be honest. And it's better, huh? No kidding?
Yeah, sure it is.
Hey, boy, was I glad to see you. I was saying to guys, poor Davy, what he's going to be missing, huh? And now you're not missing a thing. Hey, look, it ain't none of my business, but how'd you make out?
Okay.
Yeah? You're kidding. No kidding?
Yeah, I got to see her. She was real nice. I met a lot of big stars. Had lunch at a real swell place. It was great.
Wow. What do you know, huh? And me, you know, I've been saying she's nothing but a slob. Shows you.
Yeah. Hey, I'm dry. How about another beer?
Romance is produced and directed by Anthony Ellis, who also wrote our story. Miss Joan Banks starred as Danielle, with Richard Crenna as Dave. Others in the cast were Jack Crucian, Herb Butterfield, and Byron Kane. Music supervision by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cubberly, inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time. All Americans, men and women from teenage up, are being urged to volunteer to serve with the Ground Observer Corps. Can you give a few hours of spare time each week? If you can, contact the Civil Defense Office in your community for details. Stay tuned for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately on most of these same stations.